has joined.
Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom.
Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom.
Please join me in saying the Ada Bakoa. The gematria of these letters is 506, which is the same as the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rina amcha sadvenu taharenu nora kufrei shayin sintet nun. The letters of the month of Adar, the letter Kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the pice, the fishes, and the letter Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, planet Jupiter. Please rise. As we will be connecting to the permutation for the month. The essence of the month is to be happy, to be joyful. So put a smile on your face as we say, together. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa. Yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, hey, yo. Hey, wa, yo, hey, 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 wa, yo.
Has joined.
Which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning Parnassah. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that lets us take any part of our body that is not well, take it out of the body and heal it, rejuvenate it, cleanse it, and then return it to the body where it will again do its job in its pristine state as it was created to do. Barchem Tacharen Rachame Sidkarcha Tamid Gamlein Beted Resh Tzadita Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod in its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude, and all of these things lead to increased joy and Simcha Chidu Sasun. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence leads to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmatia katenu yodea talubo shinkufal tzadiyuta. This sequence leads to the Sefirah of Malchut, the Shekhinah. And her essence of manifestation, kingship, kingdom. We also learn from this sequence, the first two letters have a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds in their completed state of 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. The last four letters have a gematria just same as the first verse, 506. And connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to our completion, the path to our perfection, is injecting unconditional love in each step of our process. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, we will be studying the sixth Aliyah, which begins with Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, and ends with Exodus 24, verse 18. I shouldn't say end, I should say completion. This is a total of 32 verses. 32 is the number that connects to the 32 gates of wisdom or paths of wisdom. It connects to the Sefirah of Chokhmah, of wisdom. Verse 20. Hine anochi sholeach malach Lifanecha Lishmarcha Baderech Velachaviacha El Hamakom Asher Hakinoti Hashamer Mipanav Ushmab Ti Wehahrizi Wehachnani Ahiwi Wehaivusi Behikati Loti Shaka Wele Lohehem Wele Tavdem Wele Tase Kemaasehem Kihares Taharsem Wishaber Tishaber Matsevotehem Weavatem Et Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoaheda Yoaheda Wandu Hey Yo Hey Hey Yo Wahe Hey Yo Wahe Hey Yo Wah Elohehem Uvera Et Lach Bacha We Et Me Me Hasiroti machala mikirbecha lo tehiye mishakela weakara biartzecha et mispar yamecha amale et emati ashala Lifanecha, v'hamoti et kol ha'am asher tavo bahem v'natati et kol oyevecha eilecha oref v'shalachti et hatzira lifanecha v'gersha Et hachivi, et hachnani, v'et hachiti, milfanecha. Lo agarshenu mipanecha, v'shana echat, en yehitihye haret, shemama v'rabba. Alecha Hayat Hasade Me'at Me'at Agar Shenu Mipanecha Ad Asher Tifre V'nachalta Et Haaretz V'shati Et Gevulocha Gevulcha mi yam su vi ad yam v'lishtim umi midbar ad hanahar ki etein v'yedchem et yoshve haaretz v'gerashta bo miped mipanecha Lo tikrot lachem v'leilohechem barit lo yeshvu b'artzecha pen yachati u'otcha likita avot et elohechem ki hiye lecha lemokesh v'yel Moshe Amar Ale El Adonai Heyoa Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wandu Heyo Ata We Acharon Nada Viavihu V'shivim mizikdei Yisrael v'ishtachavitem me'rahok v'nigash Moshe levado el Adonai Yo Hey nu yo. Yo ahe da wa nu hey yo. Wehem lo yigashu biha am lo ya alu imo. Wayavo Moshe, why saper? Va'am et kol divrei Adonai, hey, hey, yo, wa, adanu, yo, yo, aheda, wanu, hey, yo. Wet kol ha-mishpatim, waya an kol ha-am. Kol echad bayomru, kol ha-divarim, asher diber. Adonai, hey, hey, yo, wa, adanu, yo, yo, ahe, da, wa, nu, hey, yo, da, asen. Vayiko, Moshe, et kol divrei Adonai, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, adanu, yo, yo, ahe, da, wa, nu, hey, yo. Vayashkem baboker, vayiven mizbeach, tachat ha'har, ushtem esre matseva, lishne masar, shivte Yisrael, vayishlach et na'are, b'nei Yisrael, vaya alu.
Has joined.
Adonai, hey, hey, yo, Adanu, yo, yo, aheda, wanu, hey, yo, parim, vayika, Moshe, chatzi, Adam. Adam vayasem ba'aganot v'chatzi ha'adam zara al ha'mizbeach v'yikach sefer ha'berit v'yikra b'yazdei ha'am v'yomru kol asher diber Adonai, hey, hey, yo, wa, adanu, yo, yo, aheda, wanu, hey, yo, na'asevenishma, vayika, Moshe, et hadam, vayisrok, al ha'am, vayomer, hine, dam, Abrid asher karat Adonai, hey, hey, yo, Adanu, yo, yo, aheda, wanu, hey, yo. Imachem al kol hadevarim, haele, waya al Moshe, viacharon, adav, viavihu, v'shivim mizikvei Yisrael. Vayiru et Elohei Yisrael v'tachat raglav k'maase livnat asapir uk etem ha'shamayim latohar ve'el atzilei b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado Vayehezu et ha'elohim, vayochlu vayishtu, vayomer Adonai, yo hey wahe. Hey hey yo wa, adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu hey yo. El Moshe ale elai ha'chara Weheye sham v'et na'lecha Et luchot ha'even ha'even V'ha'torah v'hamid Ta-ta-ti-le-ho-ro-tum. Wayadam Moshe-we-yoshua Mishar-to-we-al-Moshe-el-har-ha-elohim. Well-has-kenim amar-shevu lanu ha-laze ad-asher. Nashuv aleichem v'chine acharon v'churim achem mival devarim yigash aleichem v'ya'al Moshe el ha'har v'yakas ha'anan et ha'har v'yishkon כבוד אדוני, היי, אדנו יו, הידוונו, על הר סיני, ויתעשהו, הענן ששת ימים, ויקרא אל משה, ביום השביעי. Mitoche anan umare kevod Adonai. Hey, yo, adanu yo, Keesh okelet berosh hahar le'ene b'nei Yisrael. Wayavo Moshe betoch ha'anan, wayal el ha'har, vayehi Moshe ba'har, arba'im yom v'arba'im laila. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. And I took the liberty of anticipating that we would be running quite late today, but I didn't mention it to you, and I apologize for that. But the English translation begins our study now, and we have run out of time, essentially. So it'll be a while, about 15, 20 minutes to do this study. I hope you do not mind, but it is Rosh Chodesh. The more study you do on Rosh Chodesh, like Shabbat, is approximately 1,000 times more effective than when we do the studies during the week. Verse 20. Behold, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way, and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Beware of him and obey him. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your transgression, for my name is within him. This is teaching us that when Hashem gives an angel a task, a message to be delivered, an action to be delivered, he's authorizing him by inserting his name. And the name that he inserts, which name of God, is generating the power for that angel to produce and deliver that task or message, which is each task is actually a message as well. Verse 22. For if you hearken to his voice and do all that I say, I will hate your enemies and oppress your adversaries. Why would Hashem say he would hate our enemies? He created our enemies. And what is the difference between hating your enemies and oppressing your adversaries? Your adversaries are blockages. Your enemies is not really clear. Because we only have one enemy, and that is Satan, who's been tasked to give us a test. And when we pass the test, we receive great benefit. So why is this idea of an enemy being expressed in the Torah? For my angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will destroy them. There are six nations being specified, but in the living in the land of Israel at the time, there were 10. The seven lower, we should have defeated. The upper three depends on the Mashiach. It depends on when we are ready. But why were, which nation is missing? I don't have the time and I didn't evaluate which nation is missing, but it's significant. Verse 24, you shall not prostrate yourself before their gods, and you shall not worship them, and you shall not follow their practices, but you shall tear them down, and you shall utterly shatter their monuments. And you shall worship Hashem, your God, and he will bless your food and your drink, and I will remove illness from your midst. This is a verse that we should be saying repeatedly during the pandemic. There will be no bereaved or barren women in your land. I will fill the number of your days. Bereaved or barren women means no miscarriages and no woman without a child, assume, which she chooses to have. Filling the number of your days reminds us that we are but vessels to be fulfilled by Hashem. I will send my fear before you, and I will confuse all the people among whom you shall come. And I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. It's a nice poetic verse. What is Hashem's fear that comes before us? That's Satan. And I will confuse all the people among whom you shall come. Confusion is what someone is not connected to Hashem. Make all your enemies turn their backs to you. Satan is not capable of seeing behind him. It's a way of us being concealed from Satan. I will send the Tzirah before you, and it will drive out the Hittites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites from before you.
Has joined.
I'm not sure what these, if these are four, three of these nations we know the names of. I don't remember seeing Tzirah. I'm not sure what it actually means. Verse 29, I will not drive them away from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field outnumber you. I will drive them out from before you little by little until you have increased and can occupy the land. The 600,000 are going to grow. telling the people, telling the children of Israel, be patient. Don't try and do everything so quickly that you don't have the capacity to handle it. Step by step is the process, little by little. And I will make your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hands, and you shall drive them out from before you. Now, this is an interesting verse. Your boundary, the land of Israel, is from the Yam Suf, which is wherever it is, to the Sea of the Philistines, which is the Mediterranean, and from the desert, which is the Sinai Desert, to the river. Now, is it the river, is that the Jordan, or is that the Euphrates? Elsewhere in the Torah, it tells us it's the Euphrates. Verse 32, you shall not form a covenant for them or for their gods. Verse 33, and they shall not dwell in your land, lest they cause you to sin against me, that you will worship their gods, which will be a snare for you. Does this say that only the children of Israel can live in the land of Israel? The answer is yes. And this is where a lot of the Orthodox communities use this verse to say that that the Arabs should be sent away from the land, and therefore there should only be a one nation. It's a Jewish nation as opposed to a two-state solution. But the question of whether it's a one-state or a two-state relates to the position, the geography of these states. The Torah is clear. Chapter 24. When I say the Torah is clear, every human being is created by Hashem, whether they choose to be children of Israel or not. It's part of the process. They will eventually become children of Israel, as we know from the classes on You Are Who You Hate. So you have to put the previous verse in that context in order to understand it completely. Chapter 24, verse 1. And to Moses he said, come up to the Lord, come up to Hashem, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and prostrate yourselves from afar, meaning don't get too close to Hashem, because you're not ready. And Moses alone shall approach Hashem, but they shall not approach, and the people shall not ascend with him. This is referring to where people are to stand on Mount Sinai or at the moment of receiving the gift of the Torah. So Moses came and told the people all the words that Hashem and all the ordinances. And all the people answered in unison and said, all the words that Hashem has spoken, we will do. This is a very famous phrase. And it goes against human nature. This is the tikkun, to go against your individual natures. What the people said, we will do what Hashem has told us, and then we will learn about it. This is the phrase. People do not do without knowing what to do. The first step is the thought. The final step is the action. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he arose early in the morning, and he built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 monuments for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent the youths of the children of Israel, and they offered up burnt offerings, and they slaughtered peace offerings to Hashem, bulls. Why is bulls the last? Why did he send the And he took the Book of the Covenants and read it within the hearing of the people, and they said, all this that the Lord spoke we will do, and we will hear. This is the famous verse I spoke about. It's different than the previous verse, and this leads intellectuals to question who is the author of the Torah, Chas v'Shalom. Hashem is the author of the Torah. Moses wrote it at his direction.
Has joined.
And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and he said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has formed with you concerning these words. And Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders ascended. And they perceived Elohai of Yisrael. And beneath his feet was like the forming of a sapphire brick, and like the appearance of the heavens for clarity. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand. And they perceived Hashem, and they ate and drank. And Hashem said to Moses, come up to me to the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets, the law, and the mitzvot, which I have written to instruct them. So Moses and Joshua, his servant, arose, and Moses ascended to the mount of Hashem. And to the elders he said, wait for us here until we return to you. And here Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a case, let him go to them. While I'm up on the mountain, you still have your leaders and your judges. And Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Hashem rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. And he called to Moses on the 7th day from within the cloud. And the appearance of the glory of the Hashem was like a consuming fire atop the mountain before the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses came within the cloud, and he went up to the mountain. And Moses was upon the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. All of these last number of verses are describing the event. It's being described in words that if we contemplate the words, the meaning of these words, we will get a sense of the what took place. But we will not generally truly be able to understand this without being able to meditate properly so that we can see the pictures that these words are meant to produce in our minds. That is the end of our study this morning. Does anyone have any questions? I'm reminding you that we will have a seventh Aliyah reading along with Shir HaShirim in our 11 o'clock class, and that Motzi Shabbat, we will have a regular Zohar class at our 7 o'clock class, Motzi Shabbat. Are there any questions? Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat. A Shabbat Rosh Kodesh is an unusual event. It only happens twice a year. And that's at the most. Once in the summer, spring, summer. Once in the fall. Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Kodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.